For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. 2004 has been a year of great progress for the policy of drug reform, but it's also been an amazing backslide into a morass of hypocritical and medieval posturing by our government officials. And yes, the people are afraid to speak of the subject of drug reform for fear of being demonized by their employers, their neighbors, their family, their friends. No, the true ball breaker in this situation is the media, the corporate mass media that does no investigative reporting into the subject of drug reform. The truth is evident, obvious, glaring, begging to be reported, and yet the mass media just passes on the postings of the government, much as a messenger service. The drug czar, John Walter, still tours the Americas, saying that marijuana is a greater threat than heroin and twice the danger of methamphetamine. And yes, this is all one huge, highly interactive, symbiotic relationship. The media needs the money from the government. The government needs the fear of the people. And the people, scared by 100-year-old propaganda, superstition, ignorance, and the fear of others, refuse to discuss the subject, even though 70, 80, 85% of us are for ending this insane policy of eternal drug war. Violent crime is down in America. So each year we arrest 1.6 million nonviolent drug users, which keeps millions of law enforcement officers employed. More people die from using Vioxx, Celebrex, Aleve, Tylenol, and aspirin than do those using all illegal drugs combined. Zero people died in 2004 from using opioids properly under a doctor's care, and as always, for the last 8,000 years, zero people died from using marijuana. And yet, we arrested 755,000 of our brethren last year for smoking a joint. All of this madness will end when you say enough is enough. Fear is a powerful master. Their tools of oppression, superstition, and ignorance. How long will you be under their spell? For the Drug Truth Network and our 20 affiliates in the U.S. and Canada, and on behalf of the Drug Truth Network crew, this is Dean Becker wishing you a very safe, happy, and very intelligent 2005.